Oh, finally, just you and I, together, locked in a room for a whole 7 minutes, just how I planned it. Oh, darling, why do you look more confused instead of stoked to be trapped in this tiny room with me? You should be thanking me, you know. I finally got you away from those horrible slacks out there. They have been all over you the full night. You should be so, so grateful I saved you. Okay, now you just look even more confused. Men really can't take hints, huh? Flirting with you? They've been laughing at all your shitty dad jokes? Trying to sit on your lap? It has been so horrible to watch. To see the man I love so much being hounded by a bunch of worthless animals. I bet you are just so curious to know how I set this whole thing up to save you. So, listen up. When it was time to draw the names, I made a few little adjustments. No one else was ever going to get you. Only me. I always make sure I get what I want when it comes to you. Well, I did it for us, of course, too. Why are you still acting so surprised? You know how much I love you, right? I just can't stand even the thought of someone being this close to you. Not even for 7 stupid minutes. So I fixed it. I fixed it for us. I fixed it so I can have you all to myself, like it should be. Romantic, right? Yeah. 7 minutes. 7 minutes is all I can get to be with you. To have a whirlwind of a time together. You know, since it's just us two, I better confess right now. To help me sleep at night. I always visualize you and I together. You know, just thinking of our wonderful future in vivid, great detail. A nice big farmhouse. 3 kids. I'm being so, 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 so happy together. This feels like just the beginning. Locked in here. 7 minutes is all I need for you to be head over heels for me in love. Well, I'll make sure you will. Can you imagine this is how we will tell our kids how we met? 7 minutes in heaven. Oh, perfect. Oh, actually, pinch me right now. It's such a dream to be this close to you. Oh my gosh. Oh man. You smell so freaking good. Oh my gosh. I'll tell you, sweetie. All day I have been building myself up in anticipation for this very moment. And now that it's finally here, I'm so happy. I've been such a good girl holding my feelings for you back there in front of everyone. Having to act like I'm not completely obsessed with you. But here, I don't have to pretend anymore. I can show you my true feelings. And that was just a little teaser. I'm going to make every second of our 7 minutes count. I'll make you feel so loved that you won't even want to leave this closet. You'll want to be with me forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. I love you so, 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 so much. Oh my God, it hurts. It actually hurts sometimes just how much I love you. I think about you every second of the day and it drives me crazy. I always wonder, what is he up to? How cute he must look when he sleeps. And how lonely you must feel in the shower. And so you can see why I had to rig the game, right? Couldn't risk another girl having her claws into you. I shiver just thinking about it. This is the kind of stuff that are in my nightmares. I wish I could just hide you away forever and ever so no other girls can have their eyes on you. Maybe I'm crazy, but I don't care. You're mine. Does that scare you? Good. I want you to know how deep my love goes for you. I want you to hear how much I need you. How far I'm willing to go for you, for us. Kiss me. Right now. I've waited so patiently for you. Mm-hmm.
I've been waiting for this for so long. Your lips against mine. Mine all over your face. When God, do you taste so good? I want this every day, every hour, every passing minute, every second. Having you all to myself. I don't want our time to run out. And even if it does, I don't care.
I want this moment to last an eternity. Do you? That's not convincing. You have to answer me, but I won't let you speak a word because her lips are busy doing something else. No, not that way, you perv. Smudgies. And you're so good at that now. Mm-hmm.
Finally accepted your situation. Accepted me as your destined partner. A lover. Your one and only future wife. The mother of your future children. Everything for you. You, my sweet angel. That will be my cute name for you. And I'll be your honey. And I'll just explode with love every time you call me that. I want to be with you forever. You and me for all the time. I don't care if it's getting stuffy in here. I just don't care. The only thing I need to breathe is your smell. From now on, and we take as much time as possible. Wait for your turn. I don't think we can do this for long. Here, at least. Want to wrap it up? We continue this somewhere else. Not like I'm giving you much of a choice, though. Well, if we keep hogging the closet, then everyone else will get very upset. So how about this? We go out, continue as normal. You're moving in with me. I need to keep you close after all.
No, my baby's speechless. It's okay, honey. I'll keep you warm and safe. I won't let anything bad ever happen to you. Do I really have to open it? I don't have to. It doesn't mean I really have to, right? We really were just getting started, were we not?